And now we've got my favorite of all time on the SmackDown roster, the man that I just wish I could walk with every day.
Every day.
What a great segment that was with Vince McMahon and Elias, I
It was
thought.
great, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, Vince, he played us like a fiddle, didn't he? He
Yes, he
comes
did.
out and says he's going to announce a big name on SmackDown Live, somebody that the WWE Universe is going to be so excited for, and everybody's like, who is it? Who is it? And it's Elias.
When they were in Montreal on Monday night, he did his promo in the ring. He started talking about the Canadian hockey team not making the Stanley Cup, and it was almost as loud as that time that KO and he did the promo in Seattle. I mean, you could barely hear yourself. It was great stuff.
Oh, he's so great, dude. I'm hopeful that we'll see a little more ring action from Elias. And I mean, instead of just, they got to be careful with these gimmicks and things because people get worn out on them. They don't see. I mean, think of remember what was it? Oh shoot, what was her name? They were trying to repackage her. Oh, old
She's now Tennille in
yeah,
ROH. Emma, Emma.
to yeah, Emma,
And Emmeline.
yeah, and they were trying to do the vignettes, and she would make this small things, and it just the fans got tired of it, and then, I hope that they can see that they want to see action. They don't want to just see all talk, and they did the same thing with what was her name, Eva,
Eva
Eve.
Marie?
Yeah.
The all red all the time.
So a guy like Elias needs to show not just his guitar skills and being interrupted every week, but he can also go in the ring too.
And he can. He can. And I think they, I'm hoping, like you are saying, that I'm hoping that they will let him do some ring work and stop just doing this little vignette type stuff in the ring, which is good, but yeah, the crowd's going to get tired of it really quick.
Well, and then you could see a guy like Elias getting sour on the WWE too. What's going on with Dolph
Man,
Ziggler?
I haven't heard anything. I think he's still on the roster and might be doing house shows, but I haven't heard a thing about Dolph Ziggler.
I
Not
know
a thing.
he's taken a little break. I don't know if that was part of his contract, but he's doing some comedy touring right now. He I did follow him on Instagram, and he posted some pictures the other day of his one of his comedy shows, him after the comedy show, and I wonder if that's part of his gimmick, or not. I'm sorry, not his gimmick, his new contract.
Yeah, it could be. I just don't know. I hope he comes back because you and I just think he's probably one of the most talented performers of our generation, so.
I'm just kill for a Dolph Ziggler AJ Styles feud. A
Oh.
good solid three pay-per-view,
Yeah.
feud. And
Yeah.
I just and I hope I'm anxious to see what an AJ Styles Seth Rollins feud will look like, because there's a reason why they brought AJ Styles
Oh
over to
yeah,
Raw,
it
and it's
had to
to
be.
take the championship, because AJ Styles, number one, he deserves it. Number two, he can carry it. And number three, all of the
All of the above. That's why he's phenomenal.
above. That's why he is the face that runs the place.
Yes. And AJ Styles was the SmackDown was the house that AJ Styles built. I'm wondering if they're going to start saying Raw is the house that AJ Styles remodeled.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because you got some pretty good potential there with AJ Styles, Seth Rollins.
And you got Ricochet and Aleister Black on Raw now.
I'm a little still
Andrade.
a little still a little confused by that tag team.
I'm
I don't.
hoping they break them up. I'm hoping they don't as a tag team. I
Yeah.
would rather see, oh, Ricochet. And both of them, singles, they're awesome. They're awesome as
But
singles.
who can somebody like Ricochet is so unbelievably agile and so crazy, those moves and things that he does in the ring. Who could he go with in the ring that he wouldn't look sloppy? And sometimes people criticize him because he gets so acrobatic and so the flips and the bouncing off the ropes and flying through the ropes and things like that. A lot of people criticized that. But when he went with old, what's his name, Will Ospreay, mm-hmm. you know, when they did that match, those two both have very similar styles.
Right.
And they made that match work. But who could match him?
Andrade. Andrade with Zelina Vega. That would be a great feud, I think.
Mustafa Ali, I guess.
Yeah, well, I think Ali's on SmackDown. But oh, okay. Andrade moved over to Raw also, and he and Zelina Vega, who, by the way, Zelina Vega is married to Aleister Black, remember that? And so they're getting to spend more time together, which is good. I think they're using EC3 completely wrong, I think EC3 would be great with Ricochet in the ring. Hmm. A great feud.
That's an interesting combo.
Yeah.
Some of that, the whole EC3 and Strowman thing, that confused me too.
Yeah.
What a complete waste of EC3. He was so... That guy is such a seller too. He is such... when he was on Impact, he was so hated.
Uh-huh.
He was so despised. And you could tell the energy, the negative energy. It just absorbed into him, and he just loved that because he was so slimy.
Yeah, he did a promo or a program with Jeff Hardy back in the old Impact days, and he was cutting a promo in the ring, and this man was just absolutely killing it, reacting with the crowd as a heel. I think we even featured it on one of our podcasts, how good a job he did playing off the crowd in this promo with Jeff Hardy. I think he's a talent, and if they don't use him, I think they're just going to regret it tremendously.
Maybe this goes back to some of our controversial topic from earlier in the discussion was, you know, let some of these guys like AJ Styles, Roman Reigns. I know Roman was just out with his cancer treatment, but I'm saying people of his caliber, you know,
right.
Guys like Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, some of these big names, you know, have take a 3 weeks, 4 weeks off television.
It
makes a big difference.
Yeah.
You know, you can have a pretty decent title run for somebody in, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks. And then bring back a superstar. So, you know, not saying that nobody is superstar quality. They're all athletic and they're all superstar quality. I'm just saying that, you know, you get a lower guy carrying the title for a little while, and then somebody comes back off of a hiatus and
right.
takes the title away. And
yeah.
And there's in my mind, there's nothing wrong with a 6 week title run.
Not at all. Not at all.
I mean, I think that the fans like to see title changes. You know, when Brock's carrying the gosh damn title for 37 years,
yeah.
People get pissed and people get angry over that. And, you know, AJ Styles had the title for a long time on SmackDown, and I even found myself going, okay, you know, yes, he's good. Yes, he does deserve it. But I still would like to see some other people, some people like Kofi Kingston, you know, a guy like Xavier Woods, you know, with the U.S. title. I mean, yeah. You know, things like that, or the Intercontinental title, you know, some mid-card type title. I mean, why not, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be interested in seeing how they're going to write Big E back into the New Day because Big E's had knee surgery over the last couple of days, and he's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. Is he going to come back and feud with Kevin Owens, because Evan Owens said he wanted to be the backup for the New Day and actually, you know, wiggled his hips and did the twerking and all that. It was a funny segment.
I gotta admit, that was funny.
It was hilarious.
A lot of people criticizing that on the Instagram and stuff.
Give me
and
a like, break. Yeah. Come on. Enjoy it for what it is, okay? It's entertainment. Come on. And then no way Jose, you know, no way.
Yeah.
Jose, he's saying that he would like to take Big E's place while he's gone in the new day. I don't like that idea, but no way Jose is putting that out there right now.
Well, you know, I wish I could remember what it was, but it was, I think the MK or somebody shared a post from an old-time wrestler. And they said that professional wrestling has gotten so far off course when dick flips and fake machine guns are people's finishing moves now. And I don't know. And then, you know, of course, it opens up a big discussion about Joey Ryan and how he can't wrestle. And
I think Joey Ryan can wrestle. It's just that sleaze gimmick. I'm not for it. I think you kind of enjoy some of it, but I don't like it.
I just like it because it creates a stir. I'm a pot stirrer. You know me. I'm a controversial guy. I play my little songs. I sing my little songs. I play my little piano. You know, I'm not afraid.
Right.
You know?
And see, you enjoyed watching Gentleman Jervis with his little rocking chair.
You know, it was stupid. It's silly, but, you know, not everybody has. I mean, it kind of, like you said, everybody's making their own little brand.
Uh-huh.
And Joey Ryan has made his own brand. And we talked to Manny Smith about that, about making your own brand. And Joey Ryan has created the brand of the sleazeball.
Well, and you know, there's another one out there that that a lot of people really like, and I've never been a fan because I just don't like his style. But man, he has been huge, and that's Rob Van Dam.
You know, I've never been an RVD fan myself, but see, his fame goes clear back to ECW,
right?
And I'm not gonna lie to you, I guess I should do my homework and go back on the network and watch some of these ECW stuff. But back in the day, you know, I was watching Raw and Nitro. I wasn't really big on ECW. I mean, I followed it a little bit here and there, but we didn't have the station that ECW was aired on. And and you know, guys like Mick Foley and Terry Funk and stuff that made big names for ECW and even the Dudleys.
Every time I got to watch ECW, it had the Blue Meanie on there. And I am sorry. I wasn't a fan. I didn't watch when he was on there. Al Snow I liked. But, it's just different strokes. There's, you know, different strokes for different folks and two sides to every story.
I mean, ECW, I mean, they... You know, I remember watching, I think, I don't know if I watched it on YouTube or what, but there was a promo that Bubba Ray Dudley was cutting, and he was telling the fans to go F themselves, and I mean, I guess there was a reason why it was rated MA for mature audiences only, because he was cussing and F-bombing, and, you know, F you fans, and I was like, holy cow.
Yeah. And, you know, there's still, and some of the independents still do that, man.
Yeah,
know?
I'm not offended by it, but when there's kids in the crowd, and I just think that there's a time and a place for it, and I don't particularly, you know, we've even seen some of that at, like, UCW, where some people have gotten in the ring and said some pretty nasty things, and there's a lot of kids that go to UCW.
Right. But if the parents are okay with it, what can we say?
I guess. Yeah, I'm not judging or saying anything. You know, that's, well, like you said, different strokes for different folks. Not my deal. Like I said, I'm not offended by it, but it's just not my forte, I guess.
Yeah. Now, I did watch Major League Wrestling in Chicago, and man, what a good product. That is a fun show to watch on the Fight Network and Fight TV. And I did find out that if you have, what is it, Amazon Prime?
Yep.
You can access Impact Wrestling on that. Yep. So you can do that. And
I've been it's a little hard to catch, though, because so with the way your Amazon Prime and the Twitch stuff works, so you can log into the Impact channel on Twitch.
Yeah.
And they're playing reruns. They just play reruns and reruns and reruns until Impact is live.
Uh-huh.
You can watch Impact live, but there's no replay.
Oh, okay.
And so it's like you have to plan your day around making sure you catch Impact when it's on. And I guess
that's
if you're going
to
catch it, I wish that there was a better way of catching Raw and SmackDown instead of just watching highlights. I wish that they would put those, even if it's 2 weeks old, put them on the network. You know, at least you could catch up on And some of the, you know, on the Fight Network, you can catch some of those promotions out of Mexico, and but I like to hear the ring announcers, and
They're part of the
sometimes it's
story,
hard
man.
to, yeah, sometimes it's hard to get into it when you can't understand the ring announcers, and so, but it looks like AEW is making quite a splash. There's rumors of lots of talent coming over and signing lots of talent. I don't know if you heard the rumor that they offered Dean Ambrose like $6 million. That's rumor, okay, don't quote me. I don't know. But these are just rumors, so take them as that, rumors.
Well, Austin Aries, Double A, has signed with All Elite. He tweeted that out himself yesterday.
Sounds like they're getting some pretty good writing staff and behind the scenes people, really, like, you know, guys like Billy Gunn and Jim Ross signed a big deal with them, and you know, there's, you know, and I would imagine guys like Jim Ross, they're not just going to be like, oh, hey, you're the announcer and only the announcer. You're not going to have anything to do with anything. I would believe that they have other roles in the company,
Oh,
right?
I'm sure. You know, if you had Jim Ross, wouldn't you want him to be part of the creative? Not necessarily a writer, but part of the creative process. He's seen and done it all. So, if they're smart, and we don't know how smart these guys are going to be about their product, but evidently it looks like in the middle of May sometime, the big announcement is coming that Turner Broadcasting System, whether it's going to be TNT or TBS, is going to start airing. All Elite Wrestling. That's once again one of those internet rumors, but it looks like it's pretty solid.
So why do you think somebody like AEW can just step into the picture right out of no, I mean, basically snap of the finger out of thin air? And I'm sure it's been happening for a long time behind the scenes. I'm just saying from our perspective, snap of the finger, here they are. They put on one, you know, super good pay-per-view that sold out in record minutes. Now they're on their second one. Why can't Impact? Why can't ROH? Why can't some of these other smaller promotions get a decent TV deal? Why are they, do they, maybe they're not interested in it. Are they not interested in going bigger?
You've got to be in the right place at the right time. I'm going to take you back music-wise, okay? Who was in the right place at the right time that became one of the biggest stars ever? Elvis Presley. He had Colonel Tom behind him. It was changing social values. He combined kind of a country bluesy and R&B style that the kids got into it. He was in the right place at the right time. Very talented man. I love me some Elvis, but I don't think if he would have been there right in the right place at the right time, he'd have been near as big as he was. And I think that's what's happening with All Elite. You've got the names, you've got the Young Bucks, you've got Cody, and now you got money behind them. They had a great event. They've been promoting themselves, and I think people took notice because of that. And being in the right place, the right time means a heck of a lot.
Riddle me this, Batman, then. You didn't answer my question, though.
Why not?
You did, but you didn't. Do you
Repeat the
think
question, Robin.
that things, promotions like Impact, like ROH, like Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, do you think that they are like comfortable with where they're at? Are they like, hey, you know what? We draw 400, 500, 600 people. You know, when we do our tapings, I don't know if they draw that much, but you know what I'm saying. These are just talking here. We draw a decent crowd every time we tape. Our wrestlers are happy here. We can give them a little bit of chunk of change for what they do. They have the freedom to travel around and book their own shows as long as they're back here by Thursday. And we make a little cash off the product, and we're fine with that. We have no desire to go compete with the WWE. We have no desire to go sell out 13,000 seat arenas. Do you see that as something? Or does everybody want to be the WWE?
Well, everyone wants money. I mean, like you said, money talks, and my vocabulary with money is very, very small. I don't have a very large vocabulary when it comes to money, and a lot of times it deals with how much money you have for the backing of your product. Now, let's take Championship Wrestling from Arizona. They are also affiliated with Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. I don't know how, if they're owned by the same people or what, they share some talent. Would you rather, I mean, if you were, say, watching on a Saturday night and you had a chance to say, I'm going to watch wrestling from Arizona, or am I going to watch wrestling from Hollywood? Mm-hmm. Name recognition. It's all, you know, where you're at, where things are going to be. And I'm kind of surprised that Championship Wrestling from Hollywood hasn't done more because of that Hollywood name. But could they get the distribution deal? Did they want to put that kind of money into having putting the product together to get it sold? Because you got to get it sold, you got to get it distributed. There's a lot of things behind the scenes that are very expensive and very time consuming, and maybe they just don't have the time or money.
That's why you are the plethora of knowledge on professional wrestling.
I'm a plethora?
Plethora.
I'm a plethora, man. I am a plethora.
They've good topics, good subjects, really good stuff. I probably better do some sort of work today.
Well, can I
hide now for a minute?
Can I throw out just a couple of little things?
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Weekend on the WWE Network, they're going to have a live event on Sunday night. It's going to be the final ride for The Shield. And they're going to be doing that live. I don't know where it's coming from, but it's supposed to be the final time The Shield are going to be all three in the ring together. That's on the network. Also coming up on Sunday night is the Jim Crockett Cup. The Crockett Cup, it's a combination of ROH, New Japan, and also the guys from NWA. They're going to have a tag team tournament. The Briscoes are in it. Rock and Roll Express. That's going to be on Saturday the 27th. And Eli Drake has left Impact Wrestling. Will he go to All Elite? And do you know why he left?
I don't know.
He didn't want to do the intergender wrestling that they were getting into. He doesn't like it. So I say good for him. I wouldn't feel comfortable doing the intergender wrestling myself. So.
Yeah, it's not my favorite thing either. I don't care for it, but
that's all I have, man.
That's all you have?
That's all
it?
I got.
That's
I ain't got no
it.
Mo. That's it.
You ain't got nobody. I ain't got nobody. But hey, a lot of good news on the horizon. Been in touch with a lot of people on social media, trying to get our names out there, get some recognition, get some more visitors on the show for some of the social media sites. Sometimes it's hard with people's schedules. People are busy. We're busy.
Yep.
They're busy, but we got to get us all together. But it is looking positive for Turnbuckle Trash. If anybody wants to check out the old Facebook page, mm-hmm. and the old interweb, www.turnbuckletrash.net.
Mm-hmm.
That's net, like the Jazz last night with the Rockets. Nothing but net.
Nothing but, yeah, and they lost.
Ah, crap.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, great job on the podcast today. Okay. Thank you for your time, your efforts, and editing. You do a really good job putting your little radio spice on the pod, so I got to compliment you on that.
Thank you, sir.
So, with that, Dave, I'm over and out.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, and in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
Now, wait, is this Deep Thoughts from the Man's Throne? You're not on the throne, aren't you?
No, but I recently was. Hallelujah. But, man, he is a beast. He is a...
Oh, yeah, a little overboard.
That was just stupidity.
You all have just really messed this match up. Forget it.
Oh, you're just becoming professional wrestling. Nah, nah, nah.
Well, yeah, uh-huh. Well, first off, if you're eating french fries talking Kofi Kingston, you need to drop those go get some pancakes.
well, this is going to hurt.
The man who has seen it all, but has understood very little of it.
I couldn't see because light was in my eyes.
Really?
How come we only go to the road to WrestleMania? Why can't we have, like, the road to WWE Roadblock, or the road to Fastlane, or the road to... How come WrestleMania is the only one that gets a road?
Seriously?
Yeah, she had to deal with drunk Marines. That's...
yeah.
Really?
Really?
I'm wondering if they're going to start saying Raw is the house that AJ Styles remodeled.
Yes, really?
And then no way Jose, you know, no way Jose. He's saying that he would like to take Big E's place.
Really?
That's why you are the plethora of knowledge on professional wrestling.
I'm a plethora?
Plethora.
I'm a plethora, man. I am a plethora.
You ain't got nobody. I ain't got nobody. I'm a controversial guy.
Really?
That's rumor, okay? Don't quote me. I don't know. But these are just rumors, so take them as that. Rumors.
Really?
You ain't got nobody. I ain't got nobody.
Well, then he needs to get out now.
Number one, he deserves it. Yeah. Number two, he can carry it. And number three... all of the above.
All of the above.
And you pronounce your last name Vanini?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were debating about that for like hours upon hours of how to be able to...
Two old geezers with their walkers and no teeth. Well, thanks for being here and being all in.